Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
How's your lawn look these days, Bob Kessler?
My lawn, it looks great. The good people of Bertog Landscaping do a good job.
Do they actually service the place where
yes,
you live?
Yes, they do.
I did not know that.
They do, and they do a really good job.
What am I doing here? You should be doing this segment then.
They do such a good job, I can't even really say anything about it other than it's problem-free.
Maybe instead of Bob, I'll just interview you each week. Bob Bertog is the president of the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling, and he answers questions about your lawn and its care and the plants and the flowers and the trees and the neighbors' trees and weeds and whatnot. Here's your chance to call in with a question. If there's anything we can do to help you, it's always fun and challenging to navigate the weather and then all of the things that plague your yard, so we'll answer your questions now. 312-981-7200. You'll get in. We'll try and get to your questions. You can text as well. Always best, I think, if you call. But let's say first to Bob Bertog. Hello. How are you, Mr. Bertog?
Doing good, John. How are you this week?
Good. Bob's the president of the Bertog Landscape Company and the personal landscaper for one Bob Kessler. How about that? Is that a big part of your business, like a condo association or a company hires you guys to maintain their property, Bob?
Yes, they maintain, and first of all, thank you very much for the compliment. I appreciate it. We do the summer work and the winter work as well for the snow plowing. We do a lot of homeowners associations, yes.
Yeah. What's the word from the wise man today?
Well, this rain, we're about a little over three inches more than average for the rain, and it's the hot temperatures with it isn't helping for diseases. I've never seen more diseases than I've seen this year.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Weren't we can't control Mother Nature.
Wasn't there a deficit? It seemed to me like early in the summer, late in the spring, we were under the average, right?
We were. We actually came out of the winter, though, as far as precipitation equivalents. We had only about 24 inches of snow, but we had a lot of rain in February and March. So we actually came out about normal. Then we were about an inch behind, and now we're 3 inches over average.
Okay. 312-981-7200. So what are your challenges? Can we help you in some way? Let's, start with Randy on line one. Randy, what can we do for you? You're on the air.
Hey, Bob. How you doing today?
Good.
Good, thanks.
Question for you. I've got an irrigation system. I live in Plainfield, and we've got, you know, typical bad clay soil. What do you recommend for pop-up heads, and what do you recommend for rotor heads as far as watering?
Well, the pop-up heads put a lot more water in space. People get confused on that, but it's because it's a constant flow in the same area. You get a lot more water per hour than you do with the rotor heads. And it depends on the rotor head. It depends if you're going 90 degrees, 180 degrees, or 360 degrees, and how big is the area you're trying to water. But what I like to tell people to do, you need about an inch and a half to 2 inches of water a week. So until you figure out exactly how much you're putting out, go ahead and just get a pie tin and put it out there while you're watering and, you know, let it run for 30 minutes, and then you'll know exactly how many gallons, how many inches per hour you'll have out of your sprinkler system.
And therefore how long to run it. Yeah.
Yeah, and then
so,
how long you've been running.
In regards to the clay soil, though, versus somebody that's got perfect black dirt, does that make a difference?
It does, because the water will typically run off on the clay soils. You got to recondition that soil. There's a bunch of soil conditioners out there. Core aeration, I would do it in the fall and in the spring. And when you core aerate, maybe
definitely
do two passes, opposite directions, and it'll eventually rebuild that soil.
Fantastic. Love listening to the show, John. Appreciate the info.
Okay, Randy, we're glad you called. We hope that helps. Hey, Bob Bertog, I've got rose bushes that do not produce many roses. What can I do to fix that?
Well, there could be a lot of things going on. It could be animals eating it. That's very possible. Deer do like roses despite the thorns. They'll go ahead and take the flowers right off. And if you don't have enough sunlight, roses don't flower. So it could be a couple of different things.
I would start
with the location.
Can I transplant my irises right now, or should I wait until the fall?
I would wait until the fall, because right now, actually just yesterday, I took at the soil temperature, and it was 84 degrees in the soil. So you're going to go and cut a plant's lifeline with those roots, and then you're going to put it back in hot soil, and you're going to run the risk of it. Those roots aren't going to want to live in the hot temperatures.
84 is high. Huh? What do you like? What's good temperature for whatnot?
In the 70s. Because actually, it's creating I don't want to get too much into the chemistry of it, but it's creating what's called a localized dry spot, where actually the soil gets so hot, it changes the composition of the molecules of the soil and actually repels water. But that's as deep as I'm going on the chemistry, John.
Okay. How about this? Bob, I was thinking of putting clover in my lawn. Will that work here? I thought people tried to get rid of clover, Bob.
Actually, clover is a weed, but people, if you go back in the day when they used to start growing sod, they used clover as a filler because it held the soil together. It made it a stronger stand of turf, and then they would eventually start spraying it to kill it. But clover will hold your turf together. I personally don't care for the look of it, but yeah, you can go ahead and plant clover. It's not going to do any harm.
Where do you get clover? You can buy clover?
I'm sure there's a seed mix somewhere.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I've never.
That's interesting. Or just go transplant it from your neighbors. It just seems to me like a lot of people have clover out there. Okay, well, if you've got a way to do it, Bob says go ahead. Let's talk to Marge. Marge, you're on WGN. Hi.
Hi, Bob. I have a question. I have a big old bush. It's probably like 30 years old. I'm not sure what it is, but it's got bagworms. And I Googled it, and it said you pick them off, and then you got to spray it with insecticide. But my husband and I really don't want to do that ourselves. You know, who do I call? A tree service to get rid of those things?
Yeah, any tree company could do that. But it's really the insects will stay inside the bag if you're afraid to do it. It'll just cut them off and throw it in the garbage. It's really they're not going to attack you or anything like that. They're easy to remove. You can just call them.
Okay, but one of the ones that come out of the bags, out of the cocoons, you know, they're crawling around in there. So I wouldn't have to. I mean, if I did pick them off, wouldn't I just have to apply the insecticide or something? Or no?
No, because they're going to stay inside that bag and feed. You know, they're wrapped around the branch that they're feeding on.
Okay,
so you can just cut that off.
So if you just mechanically remove them, if you just pull the bags and are gutsy enough to take the worms off the bark. Are you saying she should not have to use an insecticide, Bob?
She shouldn't have to, but if you see some of them crawling around and it's driving you crazy, go ahead and hit them with an insecticide. But just remember, a lot of times when you spray insecticides, you're taking out the good guys, too, because there are some predator insects as well.
Mm,
yeah. Right. Okay, thank you.
Is this Marge Sipla, by the way?
It is. It is. It is, John.
Marge is the keeper of our speed jokes. Have you been working on that, Marge?
Oh, yeah. I'm getting ready for picking out my favorite ones of July.
Yeah, we do it each month. All right, I'll talk to you the very first of August. Thank you, Marge.
Okay. All right. Thanks, John. Thanks, Bob. Bye.
Question for Bob Bertog. How do I get rid of buckthorn trees?
Those are really a nuisance. You cut them at the base, and then you can treat them with a herbicide that translocates down into the roots and should kill it. There used to be one that was called Tahoe. And I don't know if it's still on the market, but it's a two-step process. You have to put the herbicide on, then you put an oil on it so it can't, no oxygen can get down there and let the plants start to regrow.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Bob, a lot of us just notice those shoots that pop up around trees that aren't new trees. I don't know what they are, but they disturb the lawn or the appearance of the bed around the tree, and it's really annoying. And I've told you I want to put a weed killer on there or something, but you say that'll translocate back into the tree, so don't do that. But they're really tough to remove. I don't know what or why that is, but those things are a real bite in the butt, Mr. Bertog.
It usually comes out, there's an injury or on the root, or you know, that a lot of times it comes from that. So it could be something else going on too, but just keep cutting them when they're small and it eventually should stop sprouting.
Hey, John, Gethsemane Garden Center on Clark in Chicago sells clover seeds. That's one of Chicagoland's great garden centers, Gethsemane Garden Center. It's north on Clark in Chicago, and they have the clover seeds if you're looking for that. We answered this last week. We'll answer it again this week. Mr. Bertog, when's the best time to transplant hostas?
I would do it in the fall.
You can do it now, but it wouldn't be as good, huh?
Exactly. Again, we go back to the soil temperature. You know, roots, it's kind of like getting in a hot tub. You got to get used to the heat. So, and the roots just aren't going to have a good time doing that.
Maybe that's why my hostas aren't getting as big or beautiful as I thought they would this year. You think that the warm temperature is stressing a lot of plants, Bob?
Definitely. Definitely. Especially tender, like if you just planted grass seed last year,
yeah,
it's really struggling this year.
Hey, Bob,
it's just having a hard time.
My mums are blooming. Isn't this early?
You know, it's funny. I just heard something on the radio. It was actually on your show. There was an apple farmer, and he said he's about 2 weeks ahead of schedule. So mums would probably be on that same window that things are coming up early. Because he said all his apples are 2 weeks ahead of schedule.
And I guess that's just a function of warm weather and moisture, huh?
Right. And we came out of the gates early in the spring, too.
Yeah, I do remember that.
We had the early warm-up.
Man, yeah, that's right. I mean, we had stuff popping up through the snow. You know, it was just amazing how everything got an early start this year. Okay, back to your phone calls. 312-981-7200. I think Ken is next. Go ahead, Ken. What can we do for you?
Hi. Against my better wishes, we're hosting a big party on our property, and the tent company is going to come out and put a wood floor down, and they're going to put a big tent up, and we're going to have all these people over that are going to destroy my lawn. And I was wondering what I should do before and after to take care of it, if he's got any tips to get it back to where it should be after the disaster is over with.
Sounds like you're going to have fun at the party. I would
my best to the bride. Yeah, no kidding.
I would keep the grass mowed higher because it'll help retain some of the moisture and the nutrients in the grass blade. And then right when they take that floor off the grass, start watering the heck out of it, and it should bounce back.
How long is it going to be covered, Ken?
Yeah, that's going to be my question.
When they're going to come the day before on a Friday and set it up, it's going to be there till they might come Sunday. They said they could come Monday and pick it up. But I was wondering, could I core aerate as well? And I just don't, you know, what to do after all that.
I would wait to core aerate until the fall because the grass is going to be stressed out already. And then if you core aerate, you're going to put more stress on the turf. But it should bounce back. It really should.
Yeah.
It's only there for 2 days.
I like its chances better than yours, to be honest with you, Ken. This sounds like a real traumatic event in your life.
I love my lawn, and I can't believe that I said yes to it. So.
Yeah. All right, good luck to you, Ken. Report back to us.
Thank you.
I know, poor guy. Who's next there, Producer Pete? I believe it's Jack. You're on WGN. Jack, what can we do for you?
Yeah, hey, Bob, I've got a couple of crimson maples in front, and they look wild and unkempt. I thought you mentioned last week this was a bad time of the year to trim those. Am I right? Should I wait till fall, or could I trim them up now?
A maple you can trim now. It's fine if it's just regular maintenance pruning. The only reason two reasons I said last week, the oak trees, you don't want to trim now. Or the elm trees, because they let out a pheromone and it attracts the beetles that will infect the tree with diseases. So, but a maple should be fine. Only other thing you could do is wait till winter when you have a better idea. You can look at the branching structure a lot better with no leaves on it.
Hmm, interesting. But all right, if you want to go at it a little bit now, you can.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, I've got an ivy climbing up my three evergreens. Is that bad?
Depends what the ivy is. If it's like a morning glory, it's going to take over everything. And I would just try and mechanically pull it out, cut it at the base.
Yeah. I don't know why you wouldn't want to kill or stop any ivy from growing up your evergreen. I mean, evergreens have a look, and this is going to compromise the appearance, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, look at that. I figured that all by myself. One more. Hey, Bob, we've been in our house for 46 years. And I think it's time to spruce things up a bit. Does Bertog Landscaping offer design services? Thank you, says Ed.
Yes, we do. Design, build, and maintain.
Okay. That's Bob Bertog, the president of the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling, certified landscape pros, and he's with the National Association of Landscape Professionals. Bob, let's talk next week.
Sounds good, John. Have a great week.
Thanks for your help.